Now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The brief text for our consideration this morning comes from the 23rd Psalm, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, dear friends in Christ. Here's a favorite story of mine about a pastor who used to publish his coming Sunday's sermon theme in his local newspaper. It meant he had to get started a little bit early, because in order to get the sermon theme into the Saturday newspaper, he had to have it into the editor by Friday afternoon. Well, one Friday in spring, this pastor was contemplating the same text we're looking at this morning, Psalm 23. But for the life of him, he couldn't come up with a sermon theme that he liked. Finally, he phoned the editor's desk just a few minutes before 5 p.m. He gave the editor the text, and when asked what the theme was, the pastor said, "The Lord is my shepherd." "That's it?" said the editor. "Isn't there any more?" "That is enough," said the pastor, and hung up the phone. You can imagine his surprise the next morning when he opened his newspaper and saw printed there his new sermon theme. "The Lord is my shepherd, that is enough." Obviously, that wasn't the pastor's intention. But if you stop and think about it for a minute, it's amazing how well that theme fits this passage from Scripture. For the 23rd Psalm speaks to the all-sufficiency of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Down through the centuries, believers of all ages have, like trusting sheep, looked to their good shepherd Jesus to supply all their needs, physical and spiritual. We could do much worse than to take as our life's theme, "The Lord is my shepherd, that is enough." Maybe when you were little and you heard verse 1 of Psalm 23, you had the same question I had. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want..." What? What does that mean? I shall not want anything? I shall not want the shepherd? That can't be right. Verse is a bit confusing because it uses the word "want" in a way that we don't normally use it in our contemporary English language. To want, in generations gone by, meant to have a lack or a shortfall, to be missing something that you needed. Here in the 23rd Psalm, King David is in effect saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, that is enough. I don't lack anything. All my needs, both spiritual and physical, have always been and will always be supplied by my gracious good shepherd." What a beautiful confession. A confession that every believer certainly should and must share. The sad thing is how often we have acted as if our good shepherd weren't enough for us. How many times haven't you relied not on God, but on something or someone else to supply your need? How often haven't you looked for security and deliverance to some other source than to the voice of your good shepherd? How often haven't you, in effect, said, "My family's pretty well off, I shall not want"? Or, "I've got lots of friends, I have a great support network, I shall not want." Or, "I'm young and healthy, I've got skills and abilities and aptitudes, I ace the ACT, I've got a scholarship offer, surely I shall not want." So, down through the centuries, the soldier has trusted in his arms, the wise man in his wisdom, and the rich man in his gold. All have been disappointed, for those things simply cannot be relied upon. All of them are liable to let you down just when you need them most. Family, friends, money, health, these can all fly away at a moment's notice. And it's precisely at those times when you suddenly have no money, when your friends have all forsaken you, when your health fails. It's just at those times that you learn how important it is that you have a good shepherd. In his famous 53rd chapter, the prophet Isaiah had a thing or two to say about sheep. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. We've all gone astray. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Times without number, we've left the side of our good shepherd and wandered into dark and dangerous paths, into places we knew we had no business being. So what did our Heavenly Father do about that? Cast us off eternally? Did he condemn us to everlasting torment for our iniquity? No. Isaiah goes on, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, instead of punishing the sheep, God punished the shepherd. The Lord laid upon Jesus, our good shepherd, the punishment for our sins. And now comes one of the most beautiful mixed metaphors you're ever going to hear. For up till now, of course, we've been speaking about Jesus as the good shepherd. But Isaiah says that for our sake, the shepherd allowed himself to be treated like a sheep. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. How true were the words of John the Baptist when he saw Jesus passing and identified him by saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus took on human flesh so that he might redeem straying, erring, sinful humans like you and me. Jesus, our good shepherd, allowed himself to be made the sacrificial lamb. He gave up his life on the cross, and with that sacrifice, you and I have been freed from the punishment of our sin. What joy! What relief! For the Lord is today saying to you, in effect, you need do nothing further. Every last detail has been taken care of. Everything necessary for your salvation has already been done by your good shepherd 20 centuries ago. That's why we can sing with the hymnist, "Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me." You know, we often speak of that so-called all-revealing question. You know, the one where you've died and you meet God at the pearly gates and God asks you, "Why should I let you into heaven?" Here's your answer. "The Lord Jesus is my shepherd. That is enough." Amen. We sing hymn 783.